David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 188, in which we get a unique insight into the love life of a font. I got an email today from the PR and marketing person at Towersy Festival, which we're playing on Monday the 29th of August. The email explained that she is putting together a festival programme and thought that it would be fun to include some, in quotes, quirky bits from the performers, close quotes. Well, I thought this was rather forward and a bit much, to be honest. I mean, I don't know how the other performers feel about this, but I'm not going to have my quirky bits included in their programme, not unless they pay me good money, and not unless I can vet the photo before it went in. But when I emailed them back telling them this, they explained that by quirky bits, they were simply meaning something along the lines of a joke, a funny story, or a favourite recipe, or a poem. To be honest, I was a tad disappointed. I mean, I could have done with the money. Now, the problem is, as you'll know, if you're a regular Dollop listener, I'm not really what I think you could describe as a particularly quirky person. I mean, I'm normally pretty straight-laced. But I've had a little think, and I've come up with something. So, here's a joke revolving around a conversation between two fonts. As in computer fonts, rather than church fonts. Sorry if you heard the word fonts there and got all excited at the prospect of a joke about baptism or holy water, only to have your hopes dashed when you realise that it's going to be a joke about computer fonts. No, oh, not another bloody joke about computer fonts. I'll have no doubt already heard it, but no, you won't have heard this one, because I've made it up all by myself. So, here we go. Oh, before we get this joke underway, I've then put in some instructions for the readers of the Dollop. But you won't need these. I've written, now before this joke gets underway, in order to help you read this joke properly, I will put certain words in block capitals. This is an indication for you to emphasise those words, perhaps even pausing a little bit before delivering it. This will help the joke flow better and have more coherence. But you're fine, because you're listening to me delivering it. So you're in the hands of an expert. You're in the hands of the master, of the joke's creator. So fear not, I shall lift it off the page. But the people reading this dollop won't have the benefit of that, so I'm just giving them some instructions there to help the joke along. I'm sure you'll agree that the best jokes are the ones where you get instructions beforehand about how to best enjoy the joke. I think Christmas crackers would be much improved if they gave instructions to the joke's deliverer about how to best deliver the joke. Okay, so anyway, now, here's the joke. This is a conversation between two fonts. Excuse me, Ariel. If I may be so bold, I'm a bit nervous about this. Hang on, let me calm down. I need to centre myself. Ariel, I find you very attractive. Would you like to go on a date with me? Maybe hang out at the space bar? Oh, well, I'm sorry. I mean... I think you're a great character. No, it's okay. You don't have to justify yourself, Ariel. It's fine, I understand. No, but really, I think you're a great character. It's just, you're not really my type.
Fair enough, but this has been playing on my mind and I really had to ask you. ASCII, A-S-C-I-I, is a type of computer code which is essentially the building blocks of font creation and character encoding. I mean, ideally, I wouldn't have had to explain that. It tempers the immediacy of your reaction and somewhat dilutes the hilarity of the joke if you have to explain it. But, you know, ideally, you'd have done your research beforehand. You'd have already had a good grasp of font knowledge. You'd be a knowledge of all fonts. You know, I mean, it's my fault. Maybe I should have given you some pre-joke reading material so you could swat up before I started telling you this joke and then you'd get the most from the joke. But never mind. I mean, there's been plenty of hilarity so far anyway, hasn't there? So, you know, it's fine. Let's get back to the joke. It's just, I hoped that you might be my Miss Wright. Wright is spelt W-R-I-T-E. I mean, it would work R-I-G-H-T as well, as in right aligned. We've already had the centre joke, but I think W-R-I-T-E makes the point better. It works better on the written version, I think, that. As you can tell, a lot of thought has gone into this. Hilarious jokes like this take time and effort to master. I mean, this took me at least 20 minutes.
What? You're Miss Wright? Really? Well, I don't want to be rude, but I find that idea rather comic.
As in Sans, Comic Sans.
Oh, Ariel! I'd do anything for you! I'd even take a bullet for you, Ariel! Life without you would be hell!
Vetica. It's important, by the way, if you're retelling this joke, to leave the pause there. You can't just say, life without you would be hell, Vetica. You know, it's important, and I've explained this in the written version, it's important there, if you're retelling this joke to your friends, which I'm sure you will, because it's amazingly funny, then to heighten the comedy, you really need to go, life without you would be hell! You need to pause, Vetica. Even pause before the hell, if you want. Life without you would be hell, Vetica. So you see, so it's important that you don't just rush ahead, because, you know, the secret of comedy is timing. I'm sure you'll agree here. You've got to take the right amount of time to tell the joke. Anyway, back to the joke, sorry. Please, Ariel, don't leave me high and dry. High is an East Asian Gothic typeface. It might be pronounced hey, I don't know. It's H-E-I, that's how it's spelt. But looks, for the purposes of this, let's just pronounce it as high, shall we? I mean, if it isn't, I could always say, hey, Ariel, couldn't I? So, you know, either way, if I find out that it's actually not pronounced high, then I've got the comedy skills to be able to improvise and sort of make something out of that in the future. So it's the joke doesn't rest on that, really, so it's not a problem. Oh, for goodness sake, look, I'm not interested. Full stop. How many times? As in New Roman, obviously. So there you go. That's what I've emailed her for the programme. I'm a little bit worried that it's not quite quirky enough for her, but, you know, I did my best. I also sent her a photo of my genitals and an invoice, just in case she changes her mind.